Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to the Bad Attitude Podcast, the podcast where we dive into the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. Bad Attitude was created by host slash sound editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. In season three, we'll be sitting down with a variety of creatives that we hope to recognize from VCU. On this third episode of season three, we're sitting down with Ryan. Ryan is a multimedia artist and DJ. They are currently majoring in photography at VCU, set to graduate this semester. Being a DJ, photographer, graphic designer, and even a jewelry designer, Ryan does it all. Go ahead and introduce yourself and what you do.
Hi, my name is Ryan. My DJ name is Deranged Faye. I mean, Brett put it pretty well. Multimedia artist. Like to say I'm a jack of all trades, quite literally master of none, but I love them all. Like, do a little bit of everything.
So right off the bat, so you're currently in your senior year at VCU. How's that been going? Like, your final semester, trying to, like, get everything out of it you can.
So I've been in VCU now for 6 years also, because I was undecided before I started the art program. And right now, working on my thesis, it's just, like, half of me is just, like, I want to get out of here. But also, at the same time, I want to make, like, a grand, like, thing out of my final installation.
Yeah, exactly. You want to milk out as much as you can, especially with like the little time you have left, but you definitely been like putting in your time there for that long. And when you look at like being in the city of Richmond, what are like some of the things that you've enjoyed about being in Richmond?
I really like the music scene, like, not to start with that off the bat. I'm not like the biggest, like, go to every single show, but every show I go to, I end up having like a really good time and like variety. Like, I go to DJ sets, I go to jam sets, like, I'll go to anything and have like a blast every time.
So when you look at the type of music you make and you put it on paper, what would you say it is? Would you say it's more analog or digital? And do you have a preference between those two types of formats?
I, like, really haven't, like, made a lot of music. I did some, like, sound design work and was messing around with, like, analog synths, VCR rack a little bit. In DJing, like, I play a lot of, like, techno, trance, some donk, whatever just makes me, like, happy and want to dance. Like, I'm really bad at knowing my genres, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, I feel like with, like, electronic music, it's, like, so all over the place, it's really hard to tell. But if it's, like, actual instruments, it's really, like, black and white, you can tell. But with digital, it's, like, really kind of hard to tell.
Like, a band, I'm like, is this, like, alternative? Is this technically some like subgenre? I'm like, I know what shoegaze is, but then we get a like bubblegum punk, like, and I'm like, what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, post grunge gaze, too many labels. And when you look at music, like, what made it speak to you in the first place? Like, what about music is so special to you?
I mean, I'm one of those people that, like, I can't have silence. I'm always listening to music. And I've always wanted to make music or be in a band, but, like, I've tried instruments. It just doesn't really click for me. I'm not a good singer. Don't ask. Don't ask on that one. And I had a bunch of friends who were DJs, and they, like, at home were just like, you should do it, mess around. And I'd, like, first try, they were like, why are you good at this? And I was like, oh, okay, so I can, like, actually do music for once. And since then, I'm just like, I can't drop it. Like, I just do it all the time.
And when you look at like your time spending with music, what to you personally has been the hardest part?
Self-critic. I honestly, when I mix, I feel like I do the worst, like by myself or just for one person. It's like I get in front of like a crowd, even if it's just like 10 people instead of like one. All of a sudden I'm like fine and it sounds beautiful, but by myself I'm like, God, I hate it. That sounded terrible. And then someone's like, it sounded great. I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, you kind of have to just like be faithful and just like whatever you make is what you make. And
yeah.
Being like self-critical is really good, but it's also like really hard at times because you kind of like discourage yourself for sure.
Every artist is their biggest self-critic.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's how I feel with the songs I write in my band. And do you have like a first album you remember listening to that was like really special to you growing up or something?
Cheesy emo, literally like when you start like having a consciousness in like middle school, listening to like My Chemical Romance and not Black Parade, their first album, their like underground, like kind of hardcore album. Like I was like, oh my God, music. Like it like finally I listened to it more than just like, oh, it's on the radio. Like I actually like ingested it for the first time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think middle school is a huge time for like experiencing music and just like seeing how it maps out the type of music we're into. And when you think of like listening to music, there's many different ways you can listen to it. Is there like a certain format to you that you think is like the most superior? Do you think vinyl's better, cassettes, CD, or streaming? Is there like one that you think is...
I love physical media. Honestly, my favorite, I mean, it all depends on the mood and the vibe. Like some nights, like I want to be in the club and that's like the best is to hear it in a club, like playing really loud. But honestly, my like daily like favorite is CDs in my car. Even though my car speakers are blown out, but like the vibe of it all, like that's the way to listen to music.
No, yeah, just like getting a CD and just throwing it in the car.
Getting on the highway, like going like 60 miles per hour, like it's beautiful.
Yeah, just like you just like let it happen as compared to like if I'm on like Spotify, I'm like, oh, what am I gonna listen to? What playlist? What DJ, whatever.
I pick one CD, I pop it in, and we're, like, solid for an hour. Mm-hmm. Like, there you go.
Yeah, I would definitely say that, too. I like CDs a lot. I also really like cassettes, but cassettes are a little more of a...
They're harder to find.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, upkeep. So you've been DJing for quite a while. Where have you, like, mainly been playing shows at? And if there was one place you think was your favorite, where would that be?
So I've been playing for about a year. My first show was actually at Fallout because my friends already had, like, they played one show there before and got asked to come back, and they were like, you can play. I've played Crescent Collective and, like, my buddy's house a couple times. I honestly, I've played 12 times so far, so, like, basically, like, once a month, I guess, the past year. Again, it depends on the night. My favorite two places are probably Fallout or playing a house show. It's like the club for the night or like a house party. Like they're just completely different.
Different spaces. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You said 12 times. That's like you said almost like once a month. That's like pretty consistent, which is good. Like
it's not too shabby.
No, yeah. It's not like a lot to like get stressed about because sometimes we'll have shows and it's like three shows in a week and we're like.
Yeah. I mean, I want to play more, but the first year of it, like I was like, I just started DJing and immediately started playing shows. So I was like, I don't need to be playing multiple times a week. Let me get this under my belt before I'm like really trying to book, which like this year I'm actually trying to like reach out more to people and be like, put me on your bill. Like,
yeah, that's one thing for sure. Like I enjoy playing music and like working on it in my free time, but it's playing with other people and like at an actual show is the most fun. Like that will always be like the highest level for sure. So when you think of the word multimedia artist, what does that mean to you?
I just like to do anything. I'll put my like hands on anything. I like hoard art materials. Like for photo, for like my big installation, like I'm not doing just photo. Like it's almost like half of it is maybe photo. And then half of it is like kind of sculpture, like textiles and a bunch of other stuff.
And how do you see yourself using photography and art in your future career, possibly?
I mean, I'm more of a person, like, I really want to do art as an artist, but I kind of also want to have, like, a career. So I'm really looking into just, like, product photography. I've done a little bit with, like, the retail store I work at now. But like, I want to just find a work-life balance of like working as a photographer while also maintaining like every other art medium I love and like DJing and just do it all on the side. I just want to be satisfied in life. That's all I care about.
Giving it all in the creative space that you care about, but also the other outlets that you care
yeah,
about.
Like I don't have like a big goal to be like, oh, I need to be famous or something. I just want to be satisfied with my art. That's the long-term life goal.
Well, perfect. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Great guest.
Yay.
Bad Attitude was created by host/editor Brett Coleman and producer Abby DeCandia. Are you a musician, artist, or creative of some kind? Reach out to us on Instagram at badattitude_revoice to possibly become a guest on the show. We're always looking for more guests. Bad Attitude is exclusively a product of VCU's Revoice Podcast Network, VCU's first student-ran podcast network. While you're at it, go check out a brand new episode of Rate This Plate by me. Thank you so much for listening to episode 3 of season 3.